Okay, question about the physical cliff. And I'm taping this at the end of December. I don't know what the outcome of the negotiations between Democrats and Republicans and Barack Obama is going to be with regard to the cliff. So take my answer here as a pre-understanding of actually what the outcome is going to be. So what is the physical cliff? How bad is it? And is Obama serious about going over the physical cliff? And is this an example of his nihilism? And could we call him a socialist if he does this? And what else is asked here? And you know, what do we think about what is motivating both parties in this respect? Well, let me just say about the physical cliff. You know, I don't think this is as big a deal as people are making it out to be. I think it's awful that taxes would go up. That would be tragic. It would be really, really bad. And I think one should fight any increase in taxes as much as one can. But it's also true that the physical cliff would involve spending cuts, and I'm always for spending cuts, as many as possible. And I think in spite of the fact that many of those spending cuts are to the defense budget, I think the defense budget could use some spending cuts. You know, we can stop trying to establish democracies all over the world. We can bring back a lot of our troops. We can cut foreign aid. We can do a lot of other stuff. You know, there's certain weapons or certain programs within the Pentagon that I'm sure can be cut without harming our ability to defend ourselves or to engage in warfare when needed. I am much more worried about the proposals that both Republicans and Democrats are presenting, because I think both the Democrats and the Republicans are presenting proposals that have no significant spending cuts, that involve pushing everything out 10 years out into the future, that are doing nothing to reduce the ongoing deficits and to reduce the massive amount of money being printed by the Federal Reserve today. So I'd like to see the Republicans present a budget that reduces taxes, not increases them, reduces taxes and slashes spending dramatically. That would be the only solution to this physical cliff. They're not going to do it. They're going to probably come to a compromise with Obama about raising some taxes and cutting a little bit, pretending to cut a little bit. It's not even real cuts. Again, any cut that Democrats or Republicans talk about is only a reduction in the growth of spending. It's not an actual cut. They never actually cut. So instead of spending, so let's say they spend on a program $100 today, and they're projected to spend $200 in 10 years, and they say we're going to cut $10 because now we're only going to spend $190 in 10 years. Me and you would consider an increase of $90 from $100 to $190. They consider it a decrease because they're projected to spend $200. That is perversion, and the fact that Republicans are willing to play that game is disgusting. Look, Obama doesn't care. Obama is, in some respects, a nihilist. He doesn't really care about what's good economically for the country. I don't think he has a clue what that would constitute, what he would have to do something good economically for the country. He wants to punish the rich. He wants to raise the so-called rich. He wants to raise money, raise taxes on anybody making what he considers a lot of money, not for the sake of the economy, but for the sake of his egalitarian beliefs. And the rest he doesn't care about. So I don't think this is anything new, any new knowledge about Obama that is being revealed by these negotiations. He is expressing the same mentality we've known all along that he has. And I think whatever they do, whether we go off the cliff or whether they negotiate something, it's a disaster, because the real cliff is the fact that taxes are so high. The real cliff is the fact that the Fed is printing money like crazy. The real cliff is that debt is growing, and therefore the Fed will increase the money supply even more in the future, and that we have unfunded liabilities of over $100 trillion in this country. That is the cliff, and nothing Democrats and Republicans are talking about today does anything to solve any of that.